Hello?
Yo, yo, where are you?
I'm at the crib right now. What's up?
Why are you still at the crib when everybody's going out to the spot? We're going to the spot. You're not coming?
Nah, I'm just not feeling it tonight, man.
Nigga, why are you talking so low? What? Are you crying right now?
No, I just...
Nigga, is that Marvin's room in the back? What the fuck is wrong with you?
Nothing.
Oh, my God. It's because of Carson, isn't it?
Listen,
Nigga is just an ACL. He'll be back in September. He didn't die. It's just a game.
You know what? That's your problem. See, it was just a game for you. But for me, it was a lie. You know what? I gotta go.
Yo, 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 what's going on, everybody? Yeah, we're back again. Not that happy. It's not that serious, the podcast.
Not that depressed, the podcast.
Not that suicidal.
Yeah.
Not that sad.
Not that sad.
But yeah, it's your boy, Big Mike.
It's your boy, Elzy.
Yeah, demons. It's your boy.
So,
I know, dog.
Why us?
It's so hard to say goodbye to Carson Wentz.
I think the football guys just don't like us. We're going to start this straight off. I just don't think, like, they don't really bang with us like that.
Yo, like, you don't fuck. It's like Cleveland, Philly.
It's more like, it's, yeah, Cleveland.
Like, Cleveland Philly, is where God takes his shit, and then he takes a piss on Philly.
No, like, it's more like he takes a poop on Cleveland, but our, like, sewage lines are connect, so when he poops in Cleveland, it just goes straight to Philly.
Yeah, it filters. So we get kind of clean poop.
Yeah, like, the cleanest poop you can get.
Cleveland gets that raw, yeah, that raw duke.
That raw dookie.
That raw dookie. Yeah. We get, like, filtered.
We get, like, the nutrients out the poop.
Poop specs.
Yeah, we get, like... filtered.
It's like
filtered.
Taste the water like, oh, it's a little tart. Oh, what's that?
Oh.
Oh, is it lead? No, it's poop.
No, it's
God poop. All in us. So, yeah, we're starting off with sports, obviously. Sorry, folks who don't like sports.
Sorry.
But we got to talk about this shit, bro. As you guys know, me and LZ are both diehard Eagles fans.
Die hard.
And emphasis on die. Because that's what the fuck we want to do right now, dog. I swear to God. So, if you guys don't know, our fearless leader, our Ginger Jesus himself.
Yeah.
Carson Wentz, he has a torn ACL.
You don't even want to say it. It's a torn ACL. Yeah, but I don't think they know how bad it truly is, but it's torn, so either way, he's getting surgery.
Yeah, he's going to get surgery. He's going to be out until at least summer,
June, July.
He's not going to be at OTA, so. Yeah. So, I mean.
Oh, it just stinks. Like, we're having such a great season. Coming back and beating the Rams was the biggest thing we could have done. And the fact that Carson took a shot, he was scored on the shot when he took the hit to the leg.
It didn't even count.
Like, he got hurt.
They took it back.
On a play that didn't count. And what's crazy was, I didn't see any of the game. I was actually in New York. I had to DJ at this event. It was actually a pretty dope event, by the way, with my boy Kevin Rogers. Shout out to him. I didn't see any of the game. Like, so I was just sitting there looking at my phone, just looking at updates like crazy. And then all of a sudden, like,
I saw that whole shit live. I was like, oh, yo, my boy, Top Carson, da-da-da-da-da. Look at him. He ate that, and then he threw the touchdown.
Yeah.
And then I see him in the tent. I'm like, oh, he's just in the tent.
Yeah, like, oh, he's just in the tent.
He's going to rattle off a couple equations and get up out of there. It might be concussion protocol.
Yeah.
But then I see my boy.
He finished four plays after that, right, or something like that?
Yeah,
whole
he did
drive.
Four plays. He threw a whole ass.
A whole touchdown after that.
Whole ass touchdown, Alshon Jeffrey, bro. And then this
great catch, by the way. I saw the highlights.
Shout
after.
Out to you, Alshon. Young Thug gifts for everybody.
Yeah.
But then
Jeffrey,
I see him limping off.
Even when I saw him limp, I was like, oh, maybe it's not that bad.
Yeah, I was like, maybe he got a bruised thigh.
Yeah. But the thing with the ACL, it's one of those injuries where he was walking after the game.
Yeah.
You can't cut. And that's all Carson does. So it's like, it's so important. Like, he couldn't put really much, like, too much weight, but he can at least, like, barely walk.
Bruh, as he was walking off after that touchdown, his knee buckled on, and that's how you knew it was like, yeah, that shit wasn't weight.
He took it was a mean shot, too. It wasn't nothing dirty about it. He dove into the end zone.
Nah,
dude just hit his leg mad
hard.
Excuse me.
Mad.
But, yeah, I mean, can't he be mad? He was just trying to make a play, try to stop him from scoring.
Everybody that took advantage of this moment to slam the Eagles.
Oh, yeah. If you texted my phone on some bullshit within the past 24 hours, you know who I'm talking to. You're listening right now. Yeah, you.
if you mention, like, don't at me, don't text me, don't call me.
They couldn't wait.
Don't Snapchat me. Don't snail mail me. Don't IM me. Don't aim me.
It's the fact that people couldn't wait. Niggas was really praying on our downfall. Like,
guys,
people was laughing. There's mad memes out there. And it's like, suck my dick.
You don't know how many niggas I blocked and muted and unfollowed. Like,
I stayed off of Twitter for
the rest
of the night.
I was like, yo, nigga, you actually usually funny, but you could blow dick tonight.
Yeah, you can suck a dick tonight.
You could blow dick tonight.
Yeah, your team's 2-11, nigga.
Like,
I know you talking about, too.
Yeah.
Your team 2-11, dick.
Nah, chill. He's cool.
No, he's not.
No, he's not.
I had to unfollow him. I think I blocked him, actually, because he was getting on my damn nerves.
We gonna get mad texts like, you talking about me, bro?
You talking about me, nigga?
You talking about me?
Yeah.
No,
yeah, you
talking,
nigga.
We might be.
Fuck that. If you a Giants fan, holla at me. I'm trying to run a fade real quick.
We want the smoke.
Facts.
We want the smoke.
We took a win, but we low-key caught an L, so I need to make up for this
yeah,
L.
I'm feeling real abrasive right now.
Nigga, hella aggressive.
You know, I want the smack, nigga, so bad, bro. I couldn't do shit, bro.
But on a brighter note, though, to take it with a grain of salt, we have literally the best backup quarterback that we could have for this team.
So, we got one of the best backups around. I'm
yeah.
not even gonna stunt. Like,
you know, he had a bad, you know, he left and he wasn't that great when he left. I don't even, where did he even go after he left Philly?
I want to say he was with the Chiefs.
It wasn't the Chiefs.
Yeah, he was. Wasn't he?
Nick Foles?
He was with somebody.
Because he was starting somewhere. I don't even see.
He wasn't starting nowhere.
He wasn't?
Nah, I think he was with the Chiefs
before they
drafted Mahomes.
Okay. See, it didn't even matter because once he left Philly, he kind of like faded away a little bit.
Word.
But now he's back. And, you know, when he was with us, he was under Chip Kelly. So, but he took it. We were 9-3 at one point.
Yeah.
So, I mean, anything's possible. He was a Pro Bowl MVP.
Word. The team is still good around him.
We still have a great defense. Offense got to step up. We have to feed Ajayi.
Yeah, we got lit.
Niggas
got
to stop acting like he not nice.
That nigga's nice, bro.
We got to give him the ball. Like, I remember, speaking of that, we're not actually at Kev's house today.
We're
in the basement. No super producer Kev tonight. We wanted to get this out. You know, Kev's a busy man, so we didn't want to intrude. You know what I mean? We got to do what we got to do to get this to y'all and shit. But Kev said earlier that if he would have multiplied Ajayi's stats from what he has now, he already would have had close to 1,000 yards, like if he was with us the whole season. So, I mean, you know, we can't shy away from him. We got to feed him the ball.
We got three.
Yeah, we got a three-headed monster, and we got to act like we got it.
So we
got
to use that and
yep.
just and see what happens, man.
I'm so fucking
and
depressed.
And then on top of that,
I'm so sad right
motherfucking
now.
Motherfucking Joel Embiid didn't play last night.
Yeah, his back was
tight.
His back was tight. I'm not mad at that.
The fuck
I mean,
is that?
It's all right. I mean, it's precautionary. That's probably just their way of saying they really don't want him to take play back to back. I think that's precautionary. Yeah. Because they be babying him, and I know he doesn't like it, but at the same time, they're like, nigga,
bro, I'm cool this with is in your contract. I'm cool with babying that.
Exactly. So
I wouldn't be mad if he never played a back-to-back in his whole career. I wouldn't care.
It depends.
Unless it was like a home back-to-back. Mm-hmm. But if it was like, we got to go somewhere, I wouldn't care if he never played that.
I mean, I'm 50-50 on it. I would not care. It depends on how our season is looking. If we need to win and we need a back-to-back, then he better get his ass in there. But if it's to the point where we feel super confident that just Ben Simmons on the floor is decent, is good enough for us to pull off a win, which it is. I mean, yeah, he's good enough. That nigga's nice.
Shout out to Ben Simmons, the only thing good in my life right now.
Yeah, just about. I mean, I'm still a diehard Eagles fan. I got my hat on right now. Yeah, speaking of apparel, shout out to Garden Apparel.
Word.
Garden Ave Clothing on Instagram. Shout out our boy Shelby. He got out a whole sweatsuits now. Have you seen his Instagram? Bro, that nigga pushing, bro. He got the hat to match the hoodie. The hoodie match the sweats. The sweats to match the hoodie, and the hoodie to match the hat. Like the shit crazy. Like so shout out, shout out our boy Shelby. Yeah, Garden Apparel. Shelby, man. Fuck the NFL,
man. Yeah, football says y'all shouldn't even watch football. Football is dangerous.
Yeah, it's very dangerous. Speaking of dangerous, Ryan Shazier, yo, you seen?
Yeah, Ryan, yo, get hopes up, prayers up for Ryan Shazier. Yeah, man. Who was Bull on the?
The Texans? My man's had a whole seizure.
Son's had a whole ass shaky shake seizure.
Right in front of the ref. Took a mean hit his head on the ground.
He was doing the Harlem shake on the turf.
He was on the ground glitching.
That's not funny.
You laughed, though. He was on the ground.
He had a whole Madden glitch.
He did. It was wild. And then the ref was just looking at him like, oh, shit. Then they put
him back in the game.
Yo, Mike was bleeding. He was spitting out blood.
Nuh-uh, was he?
Yes.
I didn't see it.
He was spitting out blood. Yes, it was reports that he was spitting out blood while he was on the sideline, and they put that man back in the game.
And they put him back in the game?
He got hit in the head and was spitting out blood, Michael.
Bro, the NFL is trash, bro.
The NFL is trash, or the Texans are trash? Because they usually take concussion protocol very seriously now. That ain't something they take lighthearted.
They don't take that lightly. I got finger quotes very serious.
But at the same time, it's like, I don't know, like, how much of a difference are you getting from Tom Savage to TJ Yates? Are you really like, oh my God? Oh my God.
Savage was such an improvement.
Tom Savage with a seizure is better than TJ Yates. Come on, son.
It was bad, though.
Sick, bro. But yeah, shout out to the Texans for trying to get niggas killed. They don't care. They're in a bind for quarterbacks, so they don't give a fuck at this point.
Yeah, they just shout out. And, damn, yo, this whole season has been terrible.
So many injuries. The teams are trash. The injuries are trash.
I can't even name them all, but just think about them. Like,
oh, the injuries.
What's the nigga from?
Watson.
The nigga from the Cardinals.
David
Johnson.
Yeah, David Johnson went down early too.
David Johnson.
Odell Cam Beckham. Chancellor. Odell.
Jason Peters. Joe Thomas.
Yep.
Carson Wentz.
Yeah, Carson.
Deshaun Watson.
The Tampa Bay Buccaneers. It's just a lot of teams. Just
the whole team.
Don't put them all on the list. The Cleveland Browns, as usual. Everybody. The NFL is just like. Now, bro. Trash, but I mean, this postseason's starting to heat up because it's so close that teams have to be good now. So you're starting to see teams that are just like, yo, you wouldn't in the beginning or in the middle, you didn't think they was gonna be like this, but they out here now. But I don't know, should be interesting.
Yeah, man, I don't want to talk about football no more.
I don't want to talk about anything anymore. So podcast over.
Word up!
I'll just cut this shit right now. I don't know, but
if you hear the sounds of two ropes extending, that means me and Elsie hung ourselves.
Speaking of that.
Yeah. Shout out to Jack and Joe.
Shout out to Jack Daniels.
Jack Daniels makes the pain go away. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Give me a swig of that, good sir. Yeah, me and Elsie, we going raw tonight. No chasers.
No chaser. Usually, I'm not a fan of chasers anyway. But, did you just? Mike, don't act like that ain't sweet nectar.
Dog.
Oh my goodness, don't be a bitch.
Dog, I'm so washed, bro.
You are.
My liver's washed, my body's washed, everything is gone.
Everything's washed. I mean, it's all good though.
Back in my young college days, I could
Yeah.
Take that down.
I'm about to say you can drink that by yourself, because it's not even a big Jack.
Nah.
That's the medium.
Now I smell alcohol. I get tired. Yeah, I have that instant stunk.
Yeah, like, when you like when you smell it, you know when like you had a bad night and you smell liquor again. You just like as soon as you smell it, you have like a
trigger.
You have like a That's So Raven flashback.
It's like a, it's like yeah, it's like That's So Raven.
Start fainting like Wendy it's Williams.
Like fucking, it's like PTSD from Vietnam. Like when they see firecrackers, Charlie, Charlie, the Viet Cong,
American sniper, like shit.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Speaking of sports, what else happened? Oh, talk about our favorite guys, the Ball family.
Yo,
you heard about them?
Yeah, they're two of them are actually they're signing.
So LaMelo and LiAngelo have agreed to.
Listen, man. Listen.
They've agreed to sign with a 1-year deal.
Listen, all right, listen, okay, they signed a 1-year deal.
With a team in Lithuania.
In Lithuania. But like my boy Adam said, shout out to Adam. Shout out to Adam.
The niggas is playing in Lithuania.
They just made, yeah, you're right, the but they just made that team.
In a war-torn European country.
They made that team 100 times more interesting, yeah, they did.
Enes Kanter can't go to Lithuania without looking over his shoulder. Because it's like, yo. It's too close to the homeland, my G.
Dog, listen, man. I mean,
he couldn't spend his comfortable night in a hotel in Lithuania.
The only hope they have, they got to go over there and just win a championship ASAP.
Them niggas don't got no hope being over there. That shit don't help nobody. That shit don't help nobody going over to Europe, young. That shit don't help nobody.
I mean, yeah.
Brandon Jennings went over there, young.
Well, Brandon Jennings, he went, he came back. He did his thing in the NBA, but then.
That nigga's in China now.
That's where his money's at. I think he just likes China.
Niggas in China now.
I think he just honestly likes China.
The niggas in China now.
He is.
Then, niggas like to pull Ricky Rubio out their ass. Ricky Rubio was Chica Leaks.
Yeah, he hella average. I used to love Ricky Rubio, but
that nigga's super ass.
Yeah. I mean,
That nigga's super ass.
You know who really I thought was going to be super dope, but they actually kind of just, they're average as well. Moutier, who did the Sixers.
Him too.
Yeah. He's kind of like. He's caught up in the wash right now. I think he's just not even. He's below average in Denver. So.
Niggas just super de duper. I don't trust European point guards.
Yeah.
Niggas, that's not American. If you don't know what it's like to be.
So you're saying basically if you go to Europe from America? Because usually European players come here and they're actually, for the most part, they're pretty good.
I feel like. I don't know, man. Just when you start. I feel like as much as the college system is kind of flawed with its ways and like. Learning, like, people, like, exploiting people with money stuff. Like, that shit is necessary for player development.
With this situation right now.
Only certain unique freak players deserve or have the competence to be, like, right out of college or high school. Like, niggas like Ben Simmons.
Yeah, nigga
didn't have to go to college.
Nah, he didn't.
He said he didn't have to go.
Nah.
He just coasted. Yeah. Because, like, let's say the nigga right now, Marvin Bagley.
He's wasting his
and Duke's time over there. That nigga could just come over right now.
Yeah.
But that's...
That's how it is. They don't want
5%
that.
Of the people.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
Some of the niggas need to be in there.
Mm-hmm.
And they need to be there for a while.
Mm-hmm. Well, maybe this is their way. This is...
Like, yo, I get it.
Because clearly, LiAngelo fucked his chance up.
With LiAngelo,
And LaMelo, it seems like he's an experiment.
See, with LiAngelo, you can't be experimenting on the nigga... That possibly has the most talent out of all three brothers. Out of all three of them, you don't experiment with the prize winning horse.
Yeah,
you experiment with LiAngelo's bum ass.
Yeah, you do. Yes, you do.
You use him for the test dummy subjects. You don't do that.
It's like, I don't know. I mean, maybe it'll work out, but
you don't ask your main bitch for the threesome.
You ask your side bitch.
You ask your side bitch. You don't just ask for anal from the main out of nowhere. You ask
her,
warm it up,
see how it goes.
Because whatever happens,
you gotta see if you like it.
I don't care. Because if you lose, I don't lose.
I don't lose because
just you lose. It's just because I don't give.
I can stop texting you tonight,
bitch. All you got on me is a cell phone number. I change that. You won't know how to find me. At all. And that's what they need to do to LiAngelo. They need to change the phone number on that nigga, bro. They need to just dip. Like, just, they need to block him.
They gonna airbutt that nigga. Just
they need to delete. They gonna throw a little snack into the woods.
They
need to delete WhatsApp and that fake number that come with that.
Chip him off to fucking send him to Lithuania. On a one way.
Let them eat borscht or whatever they eat over there.
Whatever the fuck they eat. Hey, man, maybe it'll work.
Drink Lithuanian Gatorade called Gatrid. Nutrient good. Gatrid. Yo, them niggas, yo, he's fucking them up.
I mean, listen, and man, it's so bad. Maybe it'll work.
It's some parts of LeVar I really like.
Yeah.
But it's some parts it's like, nigga.
Yeah, yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, I mean,
like
I,
going on CNN and tap dancing.
Yeah,
like, I'm gonna send Donald Trump Big Baller Brand t-shirt.
Yeah,
yuck.
Yeah. I mean, listen, it's his kids. He can do what he wants.
It's his kids. It's a shame.
I'm gonna hope for the best. I ain't gonna, you know, hope they're trash.
Nah, I don't hope they're trash, but
I'm not like it's all like for him. I'm not like out here like, yo, LiAngelo and Jello are gonna come back from Europe.
This is what it's like. It's like when you see two trains coming at each other at full speed, and you know the crash.
You just can't. You can't look away though.
Yeah. You know, some families are gonna have some very hard Christmases. It's like you can't do nothing to stop it, but you're not hoping that.
You're not hoping that it happens. But you can't really turn away because you've never seen that happen. Like,
but you know.
Yeah, you know what's gonna happen.
You know what's gonna happen. You hope.
Yeah. I hope nobody.
Somebody presses a lever and the train's all set.
But at the same time, you're like, how possible?
But you live
is
in
that?
Trump's America, so you know.
Yeah. Speaking of Trump's America and racist people, Keaton motherfucking Jones.
Finesse goal. This is what it is. It's a timeline. Yeah. 2016 was Joanne the scammer.
Mm-hmm.
2017.
Keaton Jones' mom.
Keaton Jones' mama.
I don't even care what her name is. I think it might be Kim. Maybe.
Mrs. Jones.
Maybe Patricia.
It's something with two names, like Kathy know. Lee or
Kathy
May Lee.
Yeah, yeah.
Some
Joanne.
Some,
not even Joanne. She's not even worthy.
Some hillbilly shit. Some two-name-dash.
Yeah.
Shit like that.
I don't know.
So.
Listen, this kid.
You explain the whole situation, because I got spots of it.
The boy Keaton, he was being bullied in school, and his mom, I guess she picked him up from school one day, and he was just very upset. So she recorded, like, his little rant, and he was talking about
first
how
of all,
he's
let me stop
bullied.
It right there.
What's up?
As a parent.
Yeah.
Because I don't got kids. Mm-hmm. I came close a lot of times, but I don't got none.
Uh-huh.
I came close a couple times. A little don't scared. Got none, though.
Yeah, a couple.
Couple pump fakes. Why do you think the appropriate thing to do,
yeah,
even though I understand she really wasn't trying to be a good parent, but I just critically like picking this
yeah just questioning
apart.
Yeah,
what makes you think that like the appropriate thing to do is just let me record my child, my young child, and my young impressionable still developing child,
show the world
in this vulnerable, painful moment.
This most vulnerable moment.
And show the world. Exactly.
Because yeah. If that's
world.
A black mom, she's going to the school and slapping the principal and slapping the parent of the child who's doing the bullying. But
and
that's
then,
neither here nor there.
And then we're teaching the son how to fight, and we're teaching him how to roast. Like I just
yeah,
seen a
something.
Video. I seen a video on Twitter today talking about some kid. It was a black child.
Mm-hmm.
A kid. He was getting bullied, and like the mom was like literally coaching him on how to roast him.
Oh,
like,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
It was a beautiful thing
to
watch.
I'm not even worried about that because roasting is in my genes.
Yeah, bro. So. Like, bro, I've been fat.
Both
years.
Of
us. I've been, it's.
And I'm sure.
I'm
so,
quick with this shit.
I'm sure.
Bro.
So you know the jokes, they fly.
Yeah, they fly. We do this on the reg.
So this whole Keaton Jones thing, the mom records it, she puts it on Facebook. I actually felt bad for him at first. I felt bad because, you know, he was getting bullied. You know, he was very upset. I don't like bullying. You know what I'm saying? Especially when a child feels like that, and you know, mental health is so important these days.
I
felt bad for him.
I'm kind of more of a horrible person when it comes to that.
To white tears and stuff.
Not even white tears. Because remember that?
But the thing, he's still a kid.
No, do you remember that other kid? That other black kid that was like, I have the felines on.
Oh.
And some kid, he starts roasting me. And I'm
because
like,
I like the colors. And
I said, don't. look at my shoes on the outside. What's in my mind? What's above my head? What's really on here?
I'm sitting here like, nigga, if you don't shut your ass up, like, you ugly ass, be lies on boy.
Dexter Dingling Douglas over here, bro. I know that's wrong, but it's like that whole time I watched that video of him specifically,
uh-huh.
I wanted to just punch him square in the face. I don't know. Like, I wished I was also 12 years old.
with the back where his Helga Pataki fist.
Just like with Helga.
How she used to punch Brainy.
How Helga used to just punch Brainy.
Shut up, nigga. You got on high waters, nigga. Shut up.
Don't look at what's on the outside. Just look at what's in my mind. And this, what really killed me when he tapped the front of his head.
In between his own eyebrows.
My wisdom. You fucking dweeb. No, what?
I know
that's not the parental thing.
This
podcast
is
going to
get canceled.
Like, no fucking wonder you get bullied, you little fucking shrimp ass nigga. You shrimp.
I just wanted to give him a wedgie right there. Just tell him. Shut up.
Shake him from his legs and take his money.
Shake 37 cents out of this nigga's pockets.
I'm like, yo, just give me your milk, man. Give me your fucking
shut
milk.
Up, nigga. What's the answer to number 7, nigga?
Bitch.
Smart nigga. He's mad as hell. Smart ass nigga.
That is terrible. So, I'm already horrible.
That is terrible.
I'm already a horrible
Okay, back
individual.
To Keaton Jones, right?
Back to him. I didn't even watch the video.
So Keaton was getting bullied, and a bunch of celebrities started to reach out. You know what I mean? It seemed cool, because, you know, he's getting bullied, you know what I mean? And he clearly has some type of physical...
And also, Karrueche...
Yeah.
She, shout out to
a bunch of people.
She's so damn fine. She put a picture of him...
Photoshopped
his face on Superman's body.
Stupid, by the way. But and then Rihanna posted it.
Rihanna did?
Yeah, Rihanna posted it. I was on
the island.
Yeah, she probably deleted it by now. But he met Marcus Mariota.
But why would she delete that, Elsa?
Why would she do that? Well, she deleted that shit because we found out that little Keaton's mom a racist ass bitch.
Bitch.
Which. It happened because, I guess, you know, people who actually know who they are or somebody who decided to, you know, if someone gets on Twitter, niggas gonna do their research. So somebody went on Keaton's mother's page, and there was a picture of her kids. I guess Keaton had, it looked like he had two sisters and something like that, and another brother, whoever they were. It was Keaton, some other kid, they were holding a Confederate flag with an American flag, and one girl had a gun. She had a gun.
It's literally a remix of all those all those Chicago video movies. Like,
son,
that looked like the Mississippi version of the Chief Keef Love Sosa video.
It was crazy. Like, the girl had a gun. They're like standing like halfway back to back. One boy, I forget who had which flag. One had an American flag, and the other one had a Confederate flag. Now, when I saw that, I was like, Confederate flag.
As soon as I seen that, I was like, look, another chapter to add into the don't trust these white devils.
I mean, listen, I was like, man, maybe, you know, people were like, oh, they're racist. Look at the Confederate flag. Right, I'm like, okay, wait, this is just me. This is my opinion. I'm like, okay, racist is a strong word. I'm not going to call them racist yet.
Inaccurate.
Yeah, I'm not going to call them racist just yet, but it did hit it. It looked a little funny in the light. So then as the day is progressing, a UFC fighter comes out, and actually this was earlier today, and his name is, what's his motherfucking name? White Man. No, his name's not White Man. Joe Schilling, right? So Joe Schilling puts out a video. He's like, yo, I saw the Keaton story, and, you know, I wanted to bring him to Los Angeles to meet with some UFC fighters, you know, just chop it up with him, be his friend, because, you know, he was getting bullied. I wanted to be his friend. Why not, right?
Do you know what they actually did to him?
What?
To Keaton?
What were they doing? What'd they do? Because, what'd they do? When they poured milk on him, right?
They poured milk on him!
Like, no, I'm not going to do that.
They poured milk on him!
I'm not going to do that.
And they put ham in
his pants.
They put ham in his
What kind of, like...
He said, we're going to give him...
Look at all. We're going to give him the good old ham pants.
It was some black kids that did to him.
Yeah, because he was calling kids nigger.
We'll get to that.
But anyway, I digress.
So they gave him, like, we're going to give him the... What you think is a name for that?
I don't know. What do they call that?
We're going to give him the school lunch special.
You want extra, bitch? They got extra, you want extra?
Extra hand. You want that extra, bitch sandwich?
That is so terrible.
How about some milk?
Don't do that, boy. Don't, no. Chill. This is horrible. No.
How about some vitamin D? Yeah.
This is terrible. No. Allegedly, Keaton had, you know, thrown around the N word with a hard ER on the end of it. And this is that him getting bullied was kids actually reacting to his ignorant shit. I don't even know how old he might be. Like, what? What's he like? 10, 11?
I don't give a fuck.
But anyway, oh yeah, back to Joe Schilling. Joe Schilling is like, he's like, you know, I wanted to bring him out to Los Angeles, you know, show him around, let him meet some professional fighters, you know, yada, yada, yada. And he reached out to his mother. And the mom was like, well, you know, we don't really want to do that, but, can you,
you have the DMs, right?
Yeah, I'm going to pull up the DM. She was like, well, can you just repost our GoFundMe page? And Joe Schilling's like, what the fuck? Like, nah, so in the DMs.
Because why do you have a GoFundMe?
Where was that money going?
Any fuck way.
Where was it going?
All that, that money is doing is giving him more lunch money for them little niggas to take from his ass. Anyway, it's more money for ham and milk cartons.
So, I guess Joe Schilling says something to her like, no, I don't want to do that, whatever, what are you trying to do? So, this is Joe Schilling's DM with Keaton's mom. I'm so sorry if you think that, mister. This is an opportunity for my son. I'm poor, not rich. Joe says, this is an opportunity for you, not your son. You just use your son's pain as a platform. Really, really sad, and it's your son who will suffer. Shaking my fucking head. I'm no longer interested in being involved whatsoever. Shame on you.
Here's where we're in the car, people.
Mm-hmm.
And then a sharp left turn has been taken.
And you hit your head on the passenger window. Yeah. She says, what happened to us whites sticking together and helping one of another against the predator? This nigga says... All caps, LOL, you dumb cunt, with 5 exclamation points and a white middle finger. Yes. I got a viral video for your dumb ass, L-O fucking L. And she says, please, can you delete that, please? Oh,
don't stop these bans.
Don't stop. Like, yo, she tried to finesse my man. And she did, because she posted the GoFundMe link and raised more than
$60,000. $60,000. This little white dweeb.
White devil.
Got paid.
Well, the mother, at least.
More than my college loans.
Son, my college loans are $53,000. That GoFundMe could have paid it off.
That little GoFundMe could have paid me.
That shit is wild, bro.
It would have ended all my shit.
Son, and the other girl, the little girl who just, the black little girl who just hung, she hung herself. She was being bullied. She hung herself. I didn't see one celebrity, or at least I did see some, but I didn't see not as nearly as much outrage as there was for this boy who was getting bullied for being a bully at the end of the day, period.
For being milked.
I seen somebody get milk thrown on them in high school, and it wasn't the same effect. That shit was wild, by the way.
I'll ask you who that is after this.
Oh, I'll tell you. That shit was wild. It was the wildest. And son, we came out of the cafeteria. It was so bad. We came out of the cafeteria. A well-known bully came out with his strawberry milk behind his back. And in Burlington Township, you know, when everybody gets out of the lunchroom, everybody, the hallway is flooded. You know, regular high school shit. So this man... takes his chocolate, his strawberry milk from behind his back.
A horrible waste of strawberry milk, by the way.
Yeah, strawberry milk was mad good, too.
Delicious.
He threw that shit. Whoosh. Slow-mo. Slap! Right on this girl's chest. Bow! Strawberry milk. Son, the whole hallway.
Was it teddy bag?
Of course.
Yes.
Because why not, right? For the perfect situation.
Of course.
Hit her right in the chest. Bow! And the milk is just dripping down. Beautiful. And the whole hallway stops. And everybody's just looking like, wow. this nigga's an asshole. And so I don't even think she would like, she, I think she was so mad that she didn't even react because of who it was. It was just like, I hate this nigga. It was bad, man. But that wasn't the first, hearing Lil' Keaton get milked wasn't the first time I heard somebody get milked. And the person I know that got milked didn't get $60,000. So fuck this nigga.
Yeah, that's not the last, that's not the first time I heard of somebody getting milked. But no. That's because of the porn I watch. So
RIP August Ames. Yeah. Did you know who she was before?
No.
I didn't either.
I don't dabble in the,
yeah,
and the white pork of porn.
I mean, there's nothing wrong. I mean, I guess it depends on who you are.
I just don't. I don't.
Yeah, I've been, ever since I got woke, I don't even watch, I don't even like seeing
it. Like, it's just bad.
I'm just like looking at it like,
and
no.
And you're good people. I no. promise. Yeah. Hey, let's talk to the white people for a second.
Yeah, because we do have
a good 42% of you are cool.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. White people I'm cool with are mad cool.
A good 19% of y'all are real great.
Yes, shout out to y'all. I'm going to stop. First of all, I'm going to try to stop name dropping. Because it just like
we won't do that anymore.
I'm gonna start, but shout out to you. Shout out to all my white people that are I'm cool with.
Shout out to all the good caucuses.
Know what I mean, Caucasoids. Y'all cool. Just stay. Just you know.
Just
do what you do.
Pray for your people.
Yeah, exactly.
Pray for your people.
Slap a couple of them for us.
Pray for your people
for
babe.
Us.
And what was you just talking about before this?
What, Keaton Jones getting moved?
Yeah.
Oh, August Ames.
August Ames.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah.
I heard about that.
Yeah.
So, what happened was she basically said that she doesn't want to work with, she didn't want to work with men.
It was a bisexual porn star.
Yeah. Or she basically said she didn't want to work with men who did porn with other men. Like,
it was an actual bisexual porn star. She was offered to do a scene with him. And she was like, no. I mean, I guess she might have said in, I don't know if she thought the nigga had HIV. I don't know. But either way, she said, no, I do not want to do that. And the gay community started, they came after her. Like, it was bad. Like,
it was bad.
It was so bad to the point that she took her own life, which I feel like was a little, like, that was kind of a, like, come on, yo. Like, just step away from the screen. Your career is not ruined because of this.
Yeah, but you never know what people.
Yeah, you never know what people are going through. So like
I
that,
used to look at that like, yo, you weak or something like that. But you really don't ever know what.
Yeah, you never know. People are
people
actually.
Deal with it. And shame on everybody who shamed this woman on what she wanted to do with her body. She did not say like, I hate people who do that.
Yeah,
or subscribe to that.
She just said no, I don't want to.
For me and my body and my health, I'd rather not. And
people, how do you have a problem?
How do you have a problem with that?
What? That makes no sense to me. None at all. I don't get it.
That's literally, you know what's funny? That's literally you having a problem with someone's sexuality where your whole thing is not, supposedly, not having a problem with other people's sexuality because you want to be free and you want to be looked upon equally, as you should.
As you should.
But you're just, that's like
on,
what
son.
Are you, like, you're not.
Come on.
You're not.
What do you?
Come
you,
on.
What do you really want out of this?
Yeah.
Life?
What is going on? What was
and
the,
at the end of the day,
what
it's
the goal?
Porn.
What was the
Why
goal?
Why are you mad? She didn't say she didn't want to marry. She wasn't like, oh, I'm not going to marry him. He had sex with. It was a porn
scene. I don't want
scene.
A relationship. I don't want sex
come
with
on,
him right now.
That was terrible.
That's fine.
That was so great.
Yeah, that was wrong. Like, shame on y'all for doing that. Yeah, that wasn't cool. But, like, not
but yeah, back to the fact that I don't beat my meat to white people. Like, I just can't, like.
So, all right. Let's get into it.
No, I just, ever since I got woke, I'm just like, EbonyPulse.tv.
Yeah. Shout out to TastyBlacks.com. I keeps it real.
I keeps the tab open at all times.
I keeps a real mocha with my porn.
That's hilarious.
What was that other thing I wanted? Oh, yeah. Before we get out here, let's touch on this real fast. The whole Joe Budden, Migos.
Oh, yeah, the Migos.
Beef.
Listen, that shit is, like, weird to me because the diss wasn't even nothing crazy. I feel like it's just getting blown out of proportion.
That
for me,
shit
yeah.
is fire.
The song, but the diss itself, it was like, yeah. Joe Budden
says,
would never react to a diss like that.
Joe Budden. Pussy.
Yeah. What? That's how we beef in 2017?
Yeah. Pussy.
Pussy. We used to do ad-lib.
Bitch, nigga.
Like, come on, son. Like, and then they got a fake Joe Budden and academics for the that, video, which I can't wait. That's gonna be
I saw
funny.
The clip. They yeah. got a fake Nadeska.
Is that how you say her name? Nadeska?
Nadeska.
That is a terrible name.
Yeah.
I didn't know that was her real name because I don't watch that. Yeah, that or I don't watch every
don't watch
wait, what was the name
I just
of it?
Follow her because she's edible.
What was the name? What was the name of the video? Everyday
old
niggas.
Old rappers struggling.
Old rappers struggling.
Hysterical.
Hilarious.
Hysterical.
It's funny.
Hysterical.
That's funny. It's comedy.
The only thing that's like, it was funny to me how it took them so long to do this though. Like that whole thing, that whole little altercation with them was like.
Yeah, it was a, that was a while. That was like midsummer, right?
It had to be summertime, I believe.
Yeah, it was. It was definitely summertime. It was a long time ago.
So it's like, I guess, like.
Why y'all wait? It's,
why
it's,
wait all this time?
It's almost 2018.
Y'all must have been really upset.
Yeah.
So y'all let
I mean, I'm sure they recorded the song, like, right after it happened, but at the same time, it's like, you missed your window.
Yeah,
why are you bringing this back up?
Like, you letting this quote unquote old, irrelevant rap nigga.
Exactly. If he's an old rap nigga, why are you dissing him? That's like, that's like dissing fucking, I don't know, Jaquan. Like, what?
Like, who cares?
What?
And I believe he's an old irrelevant nigga. Like to me, like I don't really care for. Not even just as a person. Like I don't care for. Dumb
but
rapper.
My thing is, I will say I've seen some clips of the show, and Joe Budden be speaking some real shit. Just
I'm sure he does.
He does. But sure I still, you know, he's still low key irrelevant. He's the most irrelevant relevant nigga ever.
To me, he's the most irrelevant nigga ever, man. Yeah, I see him. I see a nigga that's sad who's disappointed in how his career went. Mm. And it's just taking it out on other people.
Hey, I mean,
it's a dude who has talent.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he has a lot of talent.
Has
he can
talent,
rap better than
I will never
he can
not,
rap better than
will,
a lot of niggas right
I
now.
I will never say that nigga can't rap mm-hmm. ever, ever. I will never say that. Mm-hmm. Will I say he makes good music? Fuck no.
No, he doesn't really make good music.
All that nigga is to me, he's Pump It Up and them two mute like two good mood music mixtapes.
Yeah,
and 1/4 of Slaughterhouse.
Yeah.
With at least two niggas in that group that are better than him.
Joel Ortiz is nice.
Yes, and Royce the 4'5'9".
But Crooked Eye can spit too.
So, it's debatable.
So, it's debatable.
It's debatable if he's the worst nigga. So, and that's to my point to all these niggas. Like, yo, niggas need to respect Joe Budden.
How about no, nigga?
He's a legend. I'm like, yo, nah, that bro. Word
legend
is real.
Stop tossing that shit around.
Stop tossing that shit around to people. Because he's not a legend.
No.
He's not.
Son, speaking of rappers and these fuckity-fuck niggas. That fuckity-fuck nigga right there.
He channeled the Denzel Washington
for
that shit.
Fucking Lil Pump, bro. Did you see the deal this nigga signed? He signed a 360 deal.
Of from hell.
From hell. I said, yo, Rumpelstiltskin must have signed that shit. This nigga sold his soul. The deal was for...
On the dotted line.
The deal was $375,000, which is nowhere near enough. How are you, Lil Pump, signing for less than half a mil?
Less
when
than
your
half.
Song is what top three on the chart, something like that. Gucci Gang, bro. If Gucci Gang came on right now, I'm Gucci Gang, Gucci Gang.
Yeah,
that shit is fire.
Right,
you have one of the hottest songs out, and you sign a deal for less than half a mil, less than a mil, and the deal is for 5 albums. 14 track minimum.
They put the track minimum.
How are you getting 5 albums, 14 tracks from Lil Stupid?
Yeah.
You're not getting that.
Who wants 75
Who wants that?
Tracks? I don't want them.
He doesn't
I
even think, make songs longer than 3 minutes.
I don't
how do
want
you,
it.
How are you getting you 5 albums?
It. I don't want 75 tracks from rappers I like.
Nigga, listen. If
Kendrick dropped a 75 track mixtape right now, I'm like,
I'm good.
I'm like, you my nigga.
You my nigga.
Love,
you,
but, like,
you my niggity nerd.
Can
but.
You like chop that into a quarter?
Can you make it like 11?
Can you even like.
Can you pick the best 9?
When it hits like 17, I'm looking at him like. So.
Man, speaking of having hella songs, you know Chris Brown did a he did an Ebro interview, and this nigga was talking about he had 800 songs in his phone. Did we talk about this last podcast?
I don't think so.
Nigga said he had 800 songs in his phone.
Well, I mean, that's what like, crackheads do. They work real hard all the crack time.
Heads.
You know what I'm saying? They keep active.
They just keep it. They
yeah,
just
so,
keep it going.
So crackheads, they always working.
Always
so.
Hustling.
Always hustling. So no. I mean, I wouldn't doubt if he had 800 songs.
Yeah, he probably do. I wouldn't be surprised.
What else happened? What else do we want
to
talk
about? I don't know. What's going on with you, Mike? What you been up to, bro?
Nah, man. You know,
Nothing, man. I just been looking for this hustling flow, man. Yo, he really doesn't switch up anything he says for any type of movie. Hey, skinny man.
But he's a good actor, but it's like you know what you're getting with him. Like
he is, you know exactly what you're getting.
You know exactly what you're getting. Oh, this is what we were talking about. Little Pump.
Yeah.
Did you hear that other joint? Our guy Joyner Lucas strikes again with that Little Pump diss track.
Nigga, that shit was so fire. You didn't like it?
I don't like corny shit like that.
That shit was tough. What? That
shit is corny.
Corny how?
Just the idea of it is corny.
How? Because he said he was just going to body a track like that.
Why are you taking your time out to diss Lil Pump?
Well, he wasn't even technically dissing Lil Pump. He says in the song he was only dropping it because his label said that he needed to put out another single or something. So he said he was going to rap to just some other nigga's beat.
That's the story. That's the story he gave niggas.
I believe it. Okay. He's a real nigga. He be saying the truth. I mean, as far on his end, at least. You know, as far as, like...
The nigga's 0 for 2 for me.
0 for 2? Have you heard his other songs? He got some great shit, bro.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, I watch his videos. He's dope. Mike, take my word, please. I'm telling you. If you haven't gone through and watched some of this man's videos, it's genius. He got one where it was a story about a dude who was supposed to be getting jumped into a gang. Or not jumped into a gang. He wanted to be initiated into a gang, and he made it into a whole video. He wanted to be initiated into a gang, but he had to kill an innocent person. And he did a whole video based on the point of view from the dude who wanted to be in the gang and the boy who got shot, who survived. And the video and the song was so accurate because Joyner Lucas just did how he thought it was going to be. He said the boy that got shot, he said it was so accurate that he thought Joyner Lucas had something to do with him getting shot.
Hmm.
That's how good it is. I'm telling you, I forget what exactly it's called. I don't know. Just look up Joyner Lucas, nigga get shot. I don't know. Something on YouTube like that.
Sounds like
it's really good.
Sounds like the king of fake deep videos to me.
Check it out. Check it out. It's pretty good.
I will give him a couple views.
Hey man, listen,
some views his way.
But
I don't know what to tell.
We might. What else? What we got lined up? We got is Samina coming?
Oh yes, we So guys, we got a little shorty. It's another little short one for you guys, real quick. Because, but next...
You're having technical difficulties at first. First of all, when we don't have Super Producer Kev, yo, I wish y'all niggas could see us in here trying to figure this shit out.
Yeah, yo, bro.
When we don't have Kev, we are lost.
It's like two chimps trying to put a square
peg in a round asshole. Just, like, it's just...
Trying to figure this shit out, bro.
Yeah, but we got it, you know
and
what
we're
mean?
Trying, like, to get you guys something on somewhat of a regular schedule, man, but... Hey, yo, chill the fuck out, bro. We trying to do a regular schedule.
This nigga said a regular schedule.
Yo, it drops when it drops.
It drops when it drops. Kanye, five stars every time.
But
we got Samina coming through.
Shout out to our homegirl.
She's funny as hell. Please follow Samina. What's her Instagram?
That's Mina.
That's Mina.
I think underscore THATSMENA.
Yeah. She just be on some bullshit. If you follow either one of us, she should pop up once you're trying.
But she just be
on some bullshit on Instagram. So follow her. She'll be here this weekend.
She's our second guest.
We want to get in our boy Jeremy Nunez, an author.
Yes. As soon as we buy your book and read it.
Yeah, as soon as we read the book. As soon as we actually get some time to read a book, we will have you on. I mean, we didn't forget about you. We got a couple of different people.
We got things planned. You know what I mean? We're not going to tell you everything.
You know what I'm saying? We can't give away all the gifts. We got things planned.
We really, really honestly just sincerely thank everybody that's just been fucking with this. Been listening to us all this time. Like,
you know what I'm saying?
We really didn't think it was going to get this much of a good feedback from this.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Please. Thank you for the feedback. Everybody, if you asked for the podcast or even when I run into random people like, yo, the podcast is really good.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Shout out to everybody who's texted me.
Mm-hmm.
I've gotten text messages. I've gotten tweets.
Yeah.
You know, DMs differently.
Yep.
Just letting us know,
you know what I'm saying?
That they appreciate what we're doing.
If you ask to be on the podcast, we will try to get you on. I can't guarantee nothing. I can't keep no promises.
We can't keep no
promises. I can't keep no promises.
If you're not interested, we're not going to have
I can't. I mean,
I'm going to keep it 100.
I mean,
if you're not interested, Or I'm not trying to fuck. You're not going to get on the podcast.
You're not going to get on. Like, if you're just trying to plug your wigs, that ain't that nice.
If you're trying to sell flat tummy tea on our shit, bro.
Yeah, it's not going to work. No.
But,
hey, man. Because
I just, just thanks everybody who's been listening. Elsie, you got anything?
Oh, one more thing real quick before I got to tip out. I'm already late, but who cares? I talked to Chasin Cash last night. You know who Chasin Cash is?
Oh, yeah. He's
Son,
a rapper, right?
That is the nigga who produced my favorite Drake song, Look What You've Done. Oh. And I DJed at the show. Shout out to Kev. Shout out to Sophie. I'm a really dope PR from London. She's super dope. Son, I be out here now. Like, this nigga came in the
booth. How's it going, Hollywood, y'all?
Know what I'm saying? Like, I take selfies on portrait mode because fuck it. Like... I talked to Chasin Cash, nigga was hella cool, like, and it was just so dope. It's Funny Julius, everybody, shout out my nigga Kev Rogers, Mir Fontaine, Ish Williams. They all, everybody came through for this event. It was hella dope. And they had me DJ basically the rest of the night, and I was just, so that was, and it was that, in Brooklyn, bro. Like, we really out here. Like, LA's next.
And you also DJed for Saturn, right?
Yeah, Saturn, we did a show. Oh, that's who else we're going to have. We're going to have Saturn real soon. We did a show for Rico Nasty. If you haven't heard of Rico Nasty,
I gotta listen to her music. You told
she's
me her
dope,
story.
Bro. She's hella aggressive. She's like an aggressive version.
I saw
Lil
the videos you posted. They was really vibing to her.
But
shit,
she's the woman version of Lil Uzi, but more aggressive.
I like that.
It's dope. That's my life. You know what I'm saying? Other than that, I just go to work and bullshit and chill with Mike.
We don't do much.
We don't really do much.
He's the more exciting one out of
bunch. Hey, bro, listen, man.
What else I wanted to say? Thanks, everybody, for listening.
Shout out to you.
It has been another episode of Not That Serious, the podcast.
Hey, since it was so short, we might try and...
We'll see what happens with our homegirl this weekend, and see if we can get her through.
Yeah, facts.
So, whatever happens, happens. And thanks again, everybody, for checking us out. Peace.
Pray for Carson Wentz.
Yes. Pray for Carson Wentz. Peace.
We out.
They say, little number, where you been at? I'm just passing the breeze. I've been running up a check, that's why these bitches on me. I've been cooling, laying low, but I'm not taking the seat. But just know a nigga back, and this time I won't leave. I've been running, 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 gotta check me your back. I got hundreds on my neck, and I got truths on my ass. Nigga said I'm going broke, well, I just take it and laugh. I be speeding in that forum with 50 on my ass. But I'm that nigga, I won't never change. Rubbing off the paint, smoking dank. Got a Uzi in my lap, I let it bang. Free Latte, no, he keep a K. But he not take care of the chop and let it blow. And watch this bitch eat his face, I'm that nigga. And all my young niggas pulling triggers, we gorillas. We let this bitch off until you feel us. For you niggas, that's always on IG with them yiggies taking pictures. Is you really gon' use them or you just loafing for them bitches? You niggas really hoes and you be acting like these bitches. You niggas say I silent, but y'all probably in there snitching. Most of niggas that's around me throwing C's like they crippin'. But they do it for the twins, free Lil Corey and Lil Chris.